Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This past September 17, we celebrated the 230th anniversary of the U.S. Constitution's formation and the signing of the Constitution on September 17, 1787. This is a historic event, 230 years with the same Constitution. Every year that we celebrate another anniversary of the Constitution, we continue to create world records, and that is the longest surviving constitution on the planet. No other country in the world, search anywhere in the world, has had a singular constitution for that country during this kind of length of time, except the United States of America. So we celebrate the Constitution, but the Constitution has been under attack. And we're going to be talking about some of the ways that President Donald Trump has been nominating individuals to preserve and protect the Constitution, because judges are so critically important in this area. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, as we celebrate the Constitution, President Donald Trump just recently announced that he has nominated 16 individuals to federal judgeships, two of whom we know have practiced in the area of religious liberty, and they're committed to the original meaning of the Constitution and the rule of law. So that's good news. That's how you preserve the Constitution. You interpret it. You don't just simply ignore the Constitution.
Yeah, and you'll recall one of them, I can't think of her name offhand, Dianne Feinstein and others attacked her specifically for her Catholic faith and said that her dogma was strong within her.
Yeah, you're talking about one of those nominees that one of those President nominees. Donald Trump put forth.
Yeah, so there's an anti-Christian litmus test that we see from some of these leftist senators on the Judiciary Committee, and that should frighten everyone.
Yeah, they didn't want anybody that was a Christian or a conservative Catholic to be nominated. Frankly, they want judges that will use the Constitution as a lump of clay and mold it into whatever they want to do, and that ultimately undermines the Constitution. You continue to do that for too long and you won't have a Constitution. Eventually, we won't have an anniversary because there won't be any Constitution to celebrate. It just becomes the rule of men or women and not the rule of law. You know, in this particular situation, there was a judge. I've argued before him. We've written briefs before him. And I am so thankful that he has recently abruptly announced his retirement. His name is Richard Posner. He was a judge on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. That's the court that governed the area of Illinois and in that region, Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, Posner. And he actually recently stated, after he announced his retirement, that as a judge on the Court of Appeals, federal judge now, he did not follow rules, court precedent, the Constitution, or the Supreme Court of the United States.
But yet, didn't he take an oath to do all of those?
He did. He took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States.
Oh.
And yet he said publicly that he didn't follow it.
So he's really an opinionist, not an originalist.
Yeah, he says that what he does is he doesn't let the rules, this is what he said, he doesn't let rules, court precedent, the Constitution, or the United States get in the way of his ultimate objective where he wants to take the case. He decides, based upon his own personal view, what the result should be. And there may be precedent, as there often is, a constitution. There may be a Supreme Court precedent that's directly in the path that prohibits him from getting to where he wants to be. But he tries to get around them, and he says it's quite easy to get around them. And so he wiggles his way around, and he gets to the place where he wants to be, irrespective of the constitution and the rule of law.
Well, Matt, all he's done here is kind of admitted that he personifies this living, breathing model. It's not even a model of constitutional interpretation. It's completely counter-constitutional. It's anti-constitution. And all he's done is acknowledge what so many like-minded leftist activist judges do, and that is to abuse their position on the court in order to countervene the Constitution, because the United States Constitution, to those who are pushing a counter-constitutional agenda, this living, breathing model, is a hurdle. It is not something that is to be taken and that our rule of law is to operate in harmony within in order to secure the individual rights of everyone. Instead, it is a hurdle that they must circumvent in order to crush the individual civil rights of all human beings, particularly under their crosshairs is religious freedom.
Yeah, in fact, Posner is someone who says, well, judges, they just resolve disputes. And so when a dispute comes before him, whatever it is, he has a predetermined goal he wants to get. In other words, he already has the end result in mind. And all these other things are inconvenient annoyances. They're annoyances. They're distractions. They're impediments. The Constitution is an impediment to getting where he wants to be. The Supreme Court decision is an impediment. The rule, the statute, the court cases, the history, all of that he brushes aside because that's an annoyance. It's an inconvenience.
So he's really promoted himself above the law and above
the
Constitution.
Yeah.
He thinks himself as a god.
Now, the amazing thing is he actually said that, but going back to what you said, Matt, he says it now because he's retired. He just abruptly announced his retirement, I believe like on a Friday. He says, by 5 o'clock on Saturday, I'm retired. Out of the blue. No one expected it. Don't know why he did that so quickly, but he did. And frankly, I'm glad that
Praise
he did.
Scotland, yeah.
But he now says what he has been doing for years. He was appointed to the bench by President Ronald Reagan, which this is a problem with some of the Republicans with regards to their nominations. Reagan was a great president, but he appointed some good judges, and he appointed some very bad judges like Posner.
And you argued before him before?
I've argued before him a number of times.
Wow.
And in fact, the one case that I actually argued before that I kind of lost my composure, if you will, at least inside of me, hopefully it wasn't so much on the outside, is before Posner, and it was on a religious freedom case, and he was denigrating Christianity.
Oh.
And he continued to do it, and he continued to do it. And that I remember of all my oral arguments ever at any court, that was the most frustrating and irritating argument I've ever had because he had no business doing what he was doing on the bench. Now, of course, you see the worldview that he was coming from.
Right. Yeah.
He had a predetermined result.
Yeah, well, praise God. He's got some new, you know, the president has nominated some new fresh breath of air type judges that will be originalist, and hopefully those will be nominated as well.
Yeah, and that's great news. But Matt, scripture says there's nothing new under the sun. And that Posner's view here is not unique to Posner. It is not new. In fact, you go back to 1907, former Chief Justice Charles Evan Hughes. He kind of was the forefather of this modern counter-constitutional, anti-constitutional interpretation. He said this, "We are under a constitution, but the Constitution is what the judges say it is." Now, if that's the Constitution, then the Constitution is nothing at all. It is completely meaningless. And we live under a judiciocracy, an oligarchy of black-robed autocrats who get to basically rule by fiat with the pounding of a gavel.
Yeah, it's like saying a contract is what I say it is. Well, that means you don't have a contract.
It's all subjective. Yeah.
It's all up to the individual subjective opinion. And there's many people like Posner out there to a greater or lesser extent on the bench. And as someone who's litigated in these areas of constitutional law for years, you see more and more of that happening. The good news is that President Donald Trump has now put forth a list of 16 individuals. He's already put forth others before this. And obviously, as you know, he nominated Gorsuch to the United States Supreme Court, and he has filled the seat of Scalia. So one of the ways to continue to celebrate our Constitution and preserve it is to respect it, to respect the rule of law, to interpret it, not to try to just simply look at it as an inconvenient obstacle. And so some of these individuals we know, and they have actually worked in the same area that we have at Liberty Council, defending religious liberty. They've been nominated to serve in some of these federal judgeships. So follow Liberty Council and our sister organization, Liberty Council Action, because we will continue to be involved in this through our Washington, D.C. offices. We have offices in Washington, D.C., one block from the Capitol, in Virginia, and our main office is in Florida. And we'll continue to follow these particular issues and urge these nominees to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. You can make your voice known. Go to lc.org, sign up for our various emails. You can go down to the bottom of the Liberty Council page and sign up for a number of our emails. Stay involved, make your voice known, and help defend and preserve the Constitution of the United States of America.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.